Before and third Thursday of each month, we're joined by State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich. Senator, good morning. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm great, Tony. Thanks for having me.
All right, let's get right to it. I want to talk more about 830G. What's the latest there? What are you hearing from lawmakers on both sides of the issue? I know you guys are out of session. What's happening? Any communication on this?
Well, there is still not movement from the leadership in the state government who ultimately needs to be on board in order to reform it. As some of your listeners know, I was the only state senator to introduce legislation this term to change 830G, increase our local input in the planning and zoning process, especially over affordable housing. There were local representatives who joined the legislation as well, Representative Aurora and Fiorello. But again, we need to convince leadership to get on board ultimately in order to change the law. Currently, they seem opposed to do that.
The Connecticut Business and Industry Association had their Transform CT. Did you sign on to that? Because I think one of the parts talks about workforce housing and things like that. What do you know about it?
Yeah, and so that's a positive way of increasing housing availability for kind of working class, middle class people. The affordable housing requirements are only for, you know, essentially workers or families below the poverty line. And there's also a need for housing for people who are, again, working class, middle class as well. And that's one of the flaws in 830G. Also, it probably undercounts the amount of housing we need for seniors as well. So that type of policy, I think, would be a welcomed reform to 830G, recognizing kind of the diversity of our housing needs rather than just, just the least expensive or the smallest housing units or stock that we need.
All right. You recently wrote an op-ed in the Greenwich Time about improving the economy, making Connecticut more affordable. I'll let you go right ahead.
Yeah, well, we recently learned that Connecticut's economy is experiencing the second lowest levels of economic growth of any state in the country. Obviously, it's been hurting for a long time, and that signals one thing to me, that state leadership and state policy is not working, because I think this state's economy has all the tools and attributes necessary to succeed, chief among them an educated workforce and strong communities in our towns and cities across the state. So I introduced a three-step plan in order to make Connecticut's economy work again. First is immediate and across-the-board tax relief to alleviate the pain of inflation. We could use some of the surplus from inflation and from federal aid in order to finance all of that tax relief. Second is we need tax reform that broadens our tax base and lowers our income tax rates in particular in order to incentivize long-term economic growth, job creation, family formation here. And finally, we need to streamline regulations to support small businesses and reduce the cost of healthcare and energy, especially for middle-class families, for retirees, and so on, who are obviously experiencing historic inflation. So I think this is the time that calls for solutions, it calls for a substance. So I wanted to be part of the solution and try to put proposals forward.
All right, Senator Fazio, as always, thanks very much for your time. Be well. Enjoy the nice crisp fall weather. Okay.
Have a great one.
Hey, same to you. That is State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich joining